You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred
Show. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
I'm your host, Fantastic Fred.
This is your host, Tamara.
This is your host, the Wandering Wanda.
So sit right back and enjoy the show.
The Wandering Wanda.
This is your host, Brando Mac.
And Fantastic Fred himself.
The Political Mind, Tamara.
Sit right back and enjoy the show.
Sit back and enjoy the show. You are now listening to the Fantastic
Fred.
So sit right back and enjoy the show. You are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show.
What?
And welcome to another fun-filled episode, the first episode of 2009. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be talking about the inauguration. I know it was last month, but it was worth repeating one more time. And also, we'll be talking about Michael Phelps, South Park episodes, civil unions, bows,
and
battle armor, and bush, and not shrubs.
The not the good kind of bush.
And not the good type of bush.
Shave a bush.
Shave a bush. And you are now listening to the Fantastic Fred Show. I'm your host, Fantastic Fred himself. I'm here with my hostesses, with the mostesses. I'm here with the political mind, Tamara. Say hi, Tamara.
Hi, Tamara. Hi, Tamara. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Tamara. And we're back with the straighty with the Hades. It's our straight boy that's in the house. It's Brandon Mac.
Brando Mac.
Yo, this Brando. Is Brando Mac. Homie, what's cracking? What's good in the hood, Fantastic Fred?
The hood is quite peaceful. I do speak the lingo. And also, we're here with the wonderful Wondering Wanda.
Hello, folks. Last couple shows, I was sick and didn't get to participate, so I'm back now.
Yay!
That Wondering Wanda.
That Wondering Wanda. The year of 2009, the Fantastic Fred Show has declared the year of 2009 as the year of less. So that means we're going to eat less.
Procrastinate less.
Thank you, Wanda. I can't say procrastinate. We're going to, did I say spend less already? I think
no.
It's worth repeating twice if I did. Spend less.
And spend less.
And spend less. We're saying a third time.
Spend less.
Worth saying a fourth time. Do you want to say it, Brando Mac?
Yo, spend less, homie.
He cracks me up.
All right. So just to get the show started, let's go ahead and just you know, I know it's kind of late in the year, but let's go ahead and say our, like, a couple of our New Year's resolutions. Let's just go around the table and start with you. I started with Tamara last time. Let's start with Wonder Wanda. What's two of your New Year's resolutions this year?
One New Year's, well, I already said one, was to procrastinate less and to be less lazy so I can exercise more. That's only two. So.
That's perfect. Okay, Brando Mac. Is it Mac or Max? What is it?
M-I-C. Mac.
Mac. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm white. All right, Brando Mac. Mac. Mac, right?
Like Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese.
Like Mac Attack.
Mac Attack. Let's go ahead and throw some more food references in there. All right. You can tell we're obsessed with food here. Brando Mac. Brando Mac. What is two of your New Year's resolutions?
Well, Fantastic Fred. I'd have to say probably trying to get in shape and
get laid.
Get laid. Yeah. That's always a good New Year's resolution.
It's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
All right, Brando Mac is going to try to get laid.
Now do you do... I don't know why I'm doing the Oprah thing. I'm doing the Oprah thing
somebody's
during the show.
Fabulous.
Everything's fabulous. There we go.
You
the straight boy outgagged me. Anyway.
Straight boy outgagged me.
The straight boy just outgagged me. Now, how in the hell did he do that? Anyway. He's been hanging around us a little bit. But wait a second. He's hanging around lesbians, so. Okay, never mind. Anyway.
Are you telling me I'm not gay enough?
I'm saying you're too butch. I'm just.
Fantastic Fred is getting the shit beat out of him.
I do deserve to get the shit beat out of me for that one.
I'll show you, butch boy. How old are you? Oh, how old are you, big boy?
Say my name. okay. Political mind camera. Two of your New Year's resolutions.
Well, you know that when we were filling out our little cards in Ruby Tuesdays, that's where we did our New Year's resolutions this year. You know that I marked out your year of less thing and said, screw that. I want more. Well, so I switched it around. You know, he says the year of less. I said it's the year of more. I'm exercising more. And I'm being more spiritual. And so far, those are the two that I've really kept. And that's how come I can remember those two. So.
Very good.
And I think it should also be the year of change. Since there's a lot of changes going on. Matter of fact, we just inaugurated the first African-American president.
That is absolutely right. Since I did not get to say my two New Year's resolutions. Thank you for skipping me, Miss Wanda.
Now you know how I feel.
She just hijacked the show on me, buddy.
She totally hijacked the show on me.
That's what I'm good at.
Okay. Anyway, I think I've already said my two New Year's resolution.
Spend less.
Spend less. And so I was just picking on you, Wanda. But you're absolutely right. The inauguration did go through without a hitch except for one little thing.
They had to repeat the...
Oath of office.
Oath of office.
Because yes.
Thank you, John Roberts.
You're a fucking idiot.
John Roberts, a fucking idiot, a remnants of the Bush administration.
It's called a fucking index card, buddy. I think you can get a pack of 200 for 50 cents.
Wait a second. To his defense, he is white, so he has no rhythm. See, he messed up the rhythm.
Come on, get rhythm.
Exactly. She stole my joke.
Well, you just said it. You set me up for it.
All right, some highlights of the inauguration. There was Dick Cheney in battle armor.
That was the scariest damn thing I've ever seen in my life. He looked like a combination of Dr. Strangelove and Dr. Evil coming out of there with this, in this wheelchair and his cane and this, oh, I don't know. He's just scary. That dude's just fucked up.
Yeah, and also, I thought I've seen, like, freaking lasers on there with some rockets. And plus, he had an assistant, which I think she was an android. So all he needed was the freaking cat. He already had the hat. All he needed was the freaking cat, and he was a James Bond character. I think.
Blofeld.
Was it Blofeld?
Biofield?
Blofeld.
Blofeld with the white cat.
Was the white cat named Mr. Bigglesworth?
No, that would be Dr. Evil.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what the white cat's name is.
It's freaking freezing, Mr. Bigglesworth. Actually,
Mr. Bigglesworth gets upset, people die!
Dr. Evil kind of sounds like John McCain.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, he does.
It's freaking freezing out here, Sarah. My friends, where are all my friends at?
Speaking of John McCain, this is totally off the subject, but this past week I was watching C-SPAN 2, and nobody picked up on this. No one did, but it was funny as hell. I don't know if y'all watched C-SPAN 2 at all this week, but I think it was either Wednesday or Thursday that this happened. But John's up there talking. He's giving his little speech in front of the Senate. And he was trying to say bonuses. And it came out big political boners.
Which I love the boner.
And I rewound it several times. I'm like, okay, he did say boner, right? And I would rewind it, and I would rewind and listen, rewind and listen, rewind and listen. And I was like, yes, he's definitely saying boner. Come on, Keith Olbermann. Pick up on this one. Put it on oddball. But no, nobody did.
My friends love the big political boners. I had a political boner for Sarah Palin.
That's what I chose her. She was nice to look at.
But getting back on topic, yeah, Cheney in battle armor was... scary as hell.
Scary as hell. Now, by looking at George Bush, and as he was looking around, didn't he just look like he didn't even know where he was, I think.
Well, he was kind of getting bitch slapped every other sentence that came out of Obama's mouth. You know, it's kind of like, basically, we've been doing all the shit we've been doing for the past 8 years, and Bush is just kind of sitting there like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Did he say something? I don't know what he just said. But anyway, I think he's smart. He's smart, ain't he? I mean, that's my George Bush impression, and it sounded like someone from Eastern Kentucky.
Well, he kind of does.
It was hard work being a peaceful president like I was.
I'm a war president. I want to be the peace president. I'm a war president.
I'm a war president.
He's fucking bipolar.
I'm a warrior poet.
<That's> Stephen Colbert.
Oh my God. You know what? I think we'll be talking about Bush for the next 8 years because the remnants of his destruction, the path that he has left, will still rain through. Sorry to throw out that depressing point. I'm filled with them this week.
Okay, Debbie Downer.
I'm a Debbie Downer. Anyway, Bo's own hats, especially big gray ones with sparkly things on it, coming back in style? Or was they ever in style?
I don't think they were ever in style.
It doesn't fucking matter if she was up there in her birthday suit. It is Aretha fucking Franklin, dude. Aretha fucking Franklin. One of the greatest vocalists on the face of this planet ever damn was, and she was fucking kicking it. So you can't say shit about that damn hat. Nothing.
But, well, why is everybody making a big deal over the big bows?
It was still a fugly hat.
Did you say a fugly hat?
Yes.
It was so ugly. It was fucking ugly.
Well, you look at that hat and you're either like, oh my God, or okay, yes, Aretha. And that's kind of like, that's kind of how I was. I mean, I looked at it and I was like, would I be caught dead in it? Hell no. I wouldn't wear it. But I mean, y'all see, you know, I wear my friggin' Kentucky Lottery ball cap that I got from freaking Clark's up here. All right? So, I mean, would I have worn that up there to get to sing? No. So, you know.
I think if it had been like the 1970s, everybody would have been cool with it. But since it's been like 40 years since she was like really on top of her game, it's kind of.
Yeah, that's.
Well, she was like a mega star.
True. You know,
she's still Aretha Franklin, but it's like.
She's still the diva.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
But she's not as.
Diva-ish.
Not as diva-ish as she once was. Because everyone ages, everyone loses their star power eventually, but they.
Well, I'm going to tangent.
But people like that, they can't. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
You've got to have to get closer, son.
What you're trying to say is that had it been when she was on top of her game, everybody would have just been like, yeah! But, you know.
Not to say she's off her game.
So, if she was in her game, just to play devil's advocate
in
here,
her era,
you think everybody would went out the next day and bought that hat?
Quite possibly, yes.
I wouldn't have. I look stupid in hats, but that's beside the point.
I'm going to tangent off of hats and bring up something he just said a minute ago about being on top of your game. Most people would agree that right now Beyonce is on top of her game.
Yeah.
Most people would say Beyonce is hot. Yeah. Beyonce can sing. Beyonce's badass. She's doing her thing right now. At one of the inaugural balls, She sang the song by Etta James. It's called At Last. It's a beautiful song. And she did a great job. What does Etta James say? What that bitch Beyonce be doing singing my song? I've been singing that song for decades. Blah, 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 blah.
I heard that. That was the funniest thing.
It was funny. It was. I don't even like her, she says.
And Beyonce is playing her in the movie.
Yeah. So
it's like Etta James in the fucking Etta James story.
And then it showed a picture after she says, I don't even like her. They flash a picture of Etta James and Beyonce all hugged up.
Well, you can say that Etta James was pretty much off her meds that day.
I think she was on them because she was kind of known as like a rascal back in her day. So, I tell you, it's brought up a lot of funny things, though, this inauguration has, that's for sure.
The political mind Tamara is trying to bring back the word rascal. Anyway, other than that...
Good word. It's just not one you say on a daily basis.
That's right. Where's or alfalfa? If you lived in the era of the 1940s.
Where's alfalfa and buckwheat?
The little rat. Hey, I like it.
Where's that damn dog with that black around its eye? That little white dog with the buck?
He started advertising
Sparky
for Bud.
What was the name of that dog?
Spanky? Or...
No, that was
one of the little kids.
The Bud? Spanky was one of the little kids.
He was like the little ringleader of... That was like a little gang back
then. Alfalfa is the more popular one because everybody can remember the alfalfa.
Because he had the hair. Yeah.
Yeah, that's when child labor and slavery was still in effect because I don't think any of those kids never got paid, no. Right? The 1940s, it was
probably
rough.
Not.
They probably didn't get paid jack because Shirley Temple was an actress back in and she didn't get paid jack neither. So
who's that one old guy that's still alive? You know, he goes,
Mickey
Rooney. I'm Mickey. Is it Mickey Rooney? Mickey Rooney?
Mickey Rooney.
Oh, I got it right. Yeah. Okay, great.
But that was actually after that a little bit.
Oh, okay. So he was
a little older, too. He was like Judy Garland's age. He was in love with Judy Garland.
Oh, they were like a big thing back then.
Oh, he was Judy Garland?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. Just really impressive.
Okay, so tell us about this the civil unions bill that's going on in Hawaii. Tell us about that a little bit, Fantastic Fred.
Just like in the Fantastic Fred fashion, he's never prepared to actually talk about any shit.
I caught him with his pants down.
My panties are showing. All the news from the Fantastic Fred show comes from one source in which we're not going to cite it so we can get sued.
So we can get sued.
But if you would like to read more about civil unions in Hawaii, please go to www.365gay.com.
And also, today's show is brought to you by the local drug dealer. His name is Clarence.
How old are you, big boy?
Hey there, big boy. How old are you?
He's been bringing you pot for the past 50 years. In which, you know, after we talk about civil unions, we should talk about...
Clarence.
Your Clarence.
If our cousin Jill's listening to this, please forgive us.
Now, Hawaii is yet again entertaining the possibility of introducing civil unions back into... I don't know where I was going with this, but they're getting ready to bring it back.
To recognize it.
To be recognized. Because
to be recognized.
To recognize. Anyway, in the 1990s, if you don't remember, Hawaii was one of the first states to say, guess what? We're going to recognize gay marriage. Yep. And there was a big old hoopla. And plus, even on one of the movies from the 1990s, which is called The Brady Bunch sequel, they even went to Hawaii and said, we're going to celebrate our gay love, which the Bradys were meaning happy love. But the Hawaiians thought, yeah, we do recognize that here, and we're okay with it. So,
except Carol Brady in that particular movie... spouts off like six different names, and the dude's kind of looking at her like, I don't know if we can recognize that many relationships.
Maybe they're into polyamory over there.
Anyway. Is she Mormon?
Is she Mormon?
She's one of them gay Mormons.
She's one of those gay Mormons that likes to have all kinds of girly girls and gully guys.
Anyway, that's two who, why, and thing. What do you all think about that? After 10 years of waiting yet again, the Hawaiians are actually coming back with civil unions yet again. We got the arm raised. We're not on video, by the way, Brando Mac. He's raising his arm in acceptance, saying, Viva gay rights. There we go.
Viva la gay.
Viva la gay! Yet again, Fantastic Fred was outgayed by the straight guy in the room. Anyway,
Viva la gay!
Oh my god, that's kind of sexy. Anyway, other than that, just remember the show is still brought to you by the local drug dealer. Been dealing with pot for the last 50 years. And now we're going to take the news to South Carolina. South Carolina has been introduced to pot. In the last 50 years, there has been no pot whatsoever in South Carolina. It's been virtually void of pot, marijuana, cannabis for the last 50 years. Ever since they've made it illegal. Sorry, grammar out of it. Anyway, until here recently, no college student whatsoever has ever did a toke. Until this menacing person actually came into volition. This person is known throughout the world as the best in any type of water sports. We'll put a quotation around water sports just because we really don't know what he means by that. We only know he's won 8 medals for it. Anyway, this menacing person has introduced South Carolina and its students and its youth back to this cannabis devil weed we call cannabis.
Cannabis devil weed we call cannabis.
That's right. What?
Have you been smoking it?
I've been smoking it quite often. Anyway, other than that, I would have to say that this evil person, as person that looks like he has a little touch of the downs,
he does not
has won... Has won a little over 8 medals. And I say a little over because I think he probably smoked at least one of those medals. This person we're talking about has to be named Michael Phelps, the 2008 water sport winner of 8 medals.
8 gold medals.
8 gold medals. Totally freaking out the South Carolina public. With her pitchforks and fire torches, has begun to go in lynch, and I did say lynch, Mr. Phelps.
Fred.
Oh, you're so wrong. You'd get so sued if we had any money.
On so many levels, man.
This is a nonprofit show, so send your checks to whoever would be our lawyer in the next couple of years. Anyway.
Dude, we're not going to be able to afford, what's his name? The heavy hitter.
The heavy hitter. Darryl Isaac doesn't get paid until you do.
Then he will never get paid.
Anyway.
Tell him you mean business. Hire Gary Becker.
Just to reannounce, this episode is brought to you by the local drug dealer. Plans. Bringing you pot. 24 hours a day. Anyway, what do you all think about the Michael Phelps situation?
I think it's completely fucking ridiculous. He's a fucking kid. People smoke weed. It's ridiculous. It fucking grows from the ground, people. Get fucking over it.
He's got my support.
That's right. But let me interject.
He wasn't doing steroids. He came by the fucking medals, honestly. God.
Alex Rodriguez.
Well, see, another thing, too, let me play devil's advocate. Cocaine grows in the ground. Can we actually use cocaine?
Cocaine grows in the ground?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I didn't know
you cannot. Okay, first of all, cocaine has to be fucking chemically altered, and you fucking know that. So don't even give me that. It comes.
Don't give me that bullshit. Don't give me that bullshit.
They're on the way here.
That's some bullshit.
Ref, 15-yard penalty right here. This guy's wearing the Arizona Cardinals.
Oh, I forgot about the Super Bowl. We'll get to that in a second.
Don't go all Steelers on us, Tanner. Get all those penalty yards.
And by the way, the Steelers, the S-T-E-A-L-E-R-S.
I like the commercials myself, but you know.
So anyway. my opinion about it is that it's a freaking shame that someone as popular as Michael Phelps gets photographed and have to be subdued to something that, you're right, Tamara, it does grow in the ground, and it is natural, and it should be used responsibly, just like cigarettes, which is probably around about the same type of depth of evil. Anyway,
actually, cigarettes is worse because they put, like,
extra stuff in it.
Like rat poisoning and shit like that.
Yeah. At least marijuana is just marijuana. That's all it is.
Oh, 1 second. Let's go for a station identification. This episode is brought to you by the local drug dealer, bringing you the most popular drugs out there, such as the most popular one so far, the Pineapple Express. Ladies and gentlemen, our local dealer, Clarence.
Hey there, big boy.
Thank you.
You seen Emerald? Where's he at?
Just remember, Clarence has been bringing you drugs, pot, for the last 50 years, and within 24 hours. Thank you, Clarence.
Anyway, you're welcome.
So, anyone else has any final words about Michael Phelps?
Keep doing what you're doing, homie.
Hey, fuck the U.S. Swimming Federation, or whatever the fuck their name is. They need to... Yeah.
And fuck Kellogg's.
Fuck you, Kellogg's. You probably put pot in your shit back in the day.
That's right. And that's, Kellogg was a crazy motherfucker anyway. He wanted women to get, yeah.
Wanda, what do you say about it? He should have been smoking pot. Come on.
Yeah.
Come
what
on.
You be saying?
Come
what
on,
you
be say?
Come on, little Miss Righteous.
Come on, say it. Morally righteous here. Come on.
Say it. Say it to my face.
Okay, Brando Mac.
Wait a second. Just walk through the door. Here's Michael Phelps.
Hi, I like Rice Krispie Treats. I got a little touch of the dance. I'm going to go swimming. I'm going to go smoke pot now. Be right back.
God, you're awful.
He's going to sue your ass for libel.
I'm doing a parody. I'm doing a parody.
That
he cannot sue me for shit.
That was also a parody of Clarence.
Which reminds me to do another station identification. Workers in Holland.
Oh, fuck, not that shit again. Damn.
Now that I've actually said it, I think the audience would like to know. Workers in Holland, threatened by automation, threw their wooden shoes called Cybo into the machines to stop them.
And gave them the middle finger and said...
Sabotage.
We're all slowly dying.
And we're also slowly dying. Once your fingertips bones fuse together, you're basically dying at that point.
I ain't grown since fifth grade. I've been dying since then.
And like I said, it takes around about 60 years for you to go ahead and die.
I've been dying since freshman year of high school.
Well, I've been dying ever since I was 23. I took a growth spurt when I was 23. I was like 5'10 for the longest time, and now I'm 6 foot. So, yeah.
Wonder how long you've been dying, baby.
Since I was in the eighth grade.
Oh, no.
Wanda, that just means you only have 10 years left. Anyway.
Hey,
you all wanted to talk about the South Park episode.
Yes, we did want to talk about the South Park episode. I am the dog, big red dog.
So what happened in this South Park episode? What happened this time?
Okay, well, what happens is, the first thing that happens is Cartman becomes hall monitor. And, of course, you know, they say, you know, Cartman, you'll have the authority to bring anybody in who's in the hall. And he goes, authority.
And then, I have the authority.
Well,
respect my authority.
What ends up happening is Ike, who is Kyle's little brother, who is 5 years old and in kindergarten, him and his teacher end up getting it on. And I mean getting it on. And, I mean, it doesn't show sex, thank God. But but they do. They have, like, this affair thing. And Cartman finds out about it, and he, like, becomes the dog. And, you know, makes fun of that shit, you know, all that dog bullshit. And, by the way, Dog the Bounty Hunter sucks ass. But
that was a parody of Dog the Bounty Hunter.
And it was really funny. But it brings up, because Kyle goes to the police, and he tells them, you know, that little boy Ike is banging the kindergarten teacher, and the police are like, Miss Stevenson, she's hot. Nice. And that's all they say is nice. And where were these oversexed teachers when I was a kid? But it brings up a question of a double standard. Is it okay for guys, especially, you know, 15, 16-year-old guys, to bang their teacher, but not okay for girls to be getting it on with their teacher or any other
person? Are you asking our opinions?
Well, I'm just saying, okay, I know when I was in high school, I know there were cases where the girls were getting it on with teachers. And I'm not kidding, because one of them ended up marrying one of the freaking teachers, okay? So it wasn't just a, you know, kind of hard to deny that something was going on whenever you end up marrying somebody.
Well, I knew a couple of girls that got pregnant by him, so yeah, there you go.
Okay. But then we have these...
You knew them?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I went to grade school and high school with them.
But then we hear
nice.
These... But then we hear these... But then we hear of cases like this case a few years ago down in Florida, where the 16-year-old is banging, like, a 30-something-year-old teacher in high school. And, you know, like, I was listening to Bob and Sherry that morning, and Bob's like, you know, well, is it really that bad? I mean, I'm sure he wasn't really complaining about it. I don't know. I mean, what do you all think? What do you think, Fred? Come on.
All right, this is what I actually think, and I'm Brando Mack, right, is dying to actually speak. I think it's appalling because I'm not able to do it. After you.
I think it's great, whatever the... If two consenting people decide to do that, more power to them. Because I know if I was 15 and I was banging the teacher, I wouldn't be complaining about it. I wouldn't be running my mouth to people saying, oh yeah, I was banging the teacher.
You would just be enjoying yourself.
I would just be enjoying it. I wouldn't be running my mouth to people and trying to get them in trouble.
Well, that's because you got a brain and you're real smart.
Okay, now to question Brandon Mack there, this is for you. If you're under the age of 18, is it truly consenting?
Yes.
There you go, folks. Straight from the straight boy's mouth.
How about the rest of you all? Is it consenting if they're under the age of 18?
Well, it's consenting, but I don't know.
It's not consenting adults.
Right. Yeah, that I think that's the key word. Adult.
Adults.
Yeah. What would be considered as an adult? An 18-year-old and a 16-year-old? Is that consenting?
If the 18-year-old had been 17 and a half... and the 16-year-old was 16, and they were dating for 6 months, and all of a sudden the 17-year-old's 18, and they've been having sex for 6 months, then what do you say?
Right on.
I mean, what do you say? Before they were consenting kids, and now you have a consenting adult and a consenting 16-and-a-half-year-old. I'm just saying.
I'm saying
where
is...
Where do you draw the line?
The question was, is there a double standard? And there's absolutely...
Of course there's a good double standard.
Definitely a double standard.
There is a double standard. If I were to just so happen, if I was straight, for example, yeah, try to imagine it.
I don't know, You've been outgained by the straight boy like 3 times here.
I know it.
Don't make me do it again.
Don't make him bring out the gay boy.
Well,
oh my God.
There he goes again. Flame on.
There you go, Flame.
No, you gotta do it right. Flame on.
Flame on.
There you go.
We haven't done it in a while.
Congratulations.
And that is a parody, not an infringement, and on Fantastic Four.
That's right. This is the gay. This is gay. Anyway, other than that, if I were, straight and I was a 25-year-old guy banging a 16-year-old chick, believe it or not, I will be dragged to the prison house, locked up, and probably getting the shit beat out of me. But if I was a 25-year-old woman going out with a 15-year-old kid, I would probably get my hand slapped and fired from my job. But you know what? I will not be going to jail.
Actually, that's somewhat untrue, but go ahead.
And you'd still be banging that 15-year-old boy. So.
That's right, and we will marry in 3 years.
Because that one chick that was banging the sixth grader, what was her name?
No, that's just disturbing.
Mary Kay Letourneau.
Yeah.
She did do time, dude.
Well, she should have. That's a baby.
Then she married the dude after that.
Yeah, married with kids. I'm married with kids.
That's disturbing.
You
sixth
know what?
Grade, you know? Oh, that's creepy. That's just creepy.
Was it a sixth grader?
He was, yeah. What
sixth
was his
grade
name?
Is like
Benny?
12 or 13.
Benny, or something like that. Anyway, yeah, he's
too young to know what he wants at that age.
Well,
not
you know,
not true.
He
not
was old true. Enough to get her pregnant.
Well, I didn't say he wasn't old enough to get her pregnant, but you know, think about yourself at 12 years old. Did you want to? Did you know what you were going to do when you grew up?
No.
If the sperm's legit, you must acquit.
Okay, Brandon, did you know what you wanted to be at 12 years old? Hell, you don't know what you want to be now, but you know I'm kidding.
That don't matter.
It's obviously there is one crime that has happened with all these cases.
Banging the teacher is totally different from deciding what you want to do with the rest of your life.
Yeah, but my point is, it's kind of, they're not mature enough for that kind of a relationship. Sure, they might have the physical parts to do it, but, it's like...
If they're enjoying it, hey.
If they got the plumbing, they need to go ahead and do the hunting.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, we have 13-year-olds that got the plumbing and do the hunting, as you say. and the hunting ends up getting one 13-year-old pregnant, and the other 13-year-old just kind of goes off and does whatever.
Exactly.
So,
whatever. I do what I want.
There is one mistake that every one of these people has actually done.
They told on themselves?
Yep.
They bragged about it.
Yeah.
Every time you brag about something, it doesn't end well.
Listen, if there's any 13-year-olds out there listening to this show and you're banging your teacher, don't tell anybody about it at all, period. Just keep it to yourself. You'll be much happier about it if you do that.
And just to remind everyone, this episode is brought to you by the local drug dealer, Clarence.
How old are you?
Bringing you pot 24 hours a day.
It's some good shit.
All right.
I think we're still going to hell.
All right. The Super Bowl. Enough said. Anyway, I don't think our target audience.
I want to say something just really quick because I know that lesbians listen to the show. The Steelers stole the fucking Super Bowl and it was bullshit.
But the commercials is really funny.
But like, the party starter, vroom vroom.
I'm trying to remember some of the commercials. McGroover!
That was my favorite one.
I haven't seen it on TV since then.
But you know what the most popular commercial was? And it was the one that was the cheapest made because it was Doritos got some, some...
Like contest winners.
Contest winners.
Was it the crystal ball?
Yes, the one where the guy was like, this is a crystal ball, and it was a snow globe, and he busted out the Doritos machine, because he said, is everyone in the office going to get Doritos, and they shook it, and Then he threw and busted the thing out, and then the guy turned around and busted his balls, or busted his boss's balls. That was the number one commercial that everybody loved, and it was only made for like $2,000.
How about, is it Monster.com or CareerBuilders.com?
GoDaddy.com.
The one with the
horse's ass?
The horse's ass. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the one that nobody ever heard of, hears of until the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, that's right. GoDaddy.com. You don't hear about anything about GoDaddy.com until this Super Bowl.
I think that's...
Danica Patrick looked fucking awesome in that.
The GoDaddy girl is a WWE wrestler, too. Candice Michelle. She wrestles for the WWE. So we do hear about her.
Danica Patrick is hot.
Danica Patrick is freaking hot.
Is that the Wonder Girl, your girl?
She's a race car driver.
Oh, my bad.
Vroom, vroom, baby.
How about vroom, vroom?
The party started.
How about the Conan O'Brien commercial?
That's what I just said.
Oh, was that it?
Vroom, vroom, the party started.
That's what you all been doing this whole entire time?
That was really funny.
It was classic.
I like that one, too.
Oh, gosh.
That one was hilarious.
Oh, you know what? The movies we've actually watched in the past couple of months, we've watched Milk. Have we talked about Milk?
No, that was an awesome movie.
Great movie. 5 stars.
Got Milk?
If you haven't gotten Milk, go see it today.
Awesome movie.
Or rent it on DVD when it comes out.
And we also saw two movies the past week. We saw, what did we watch Wednesday night?
Taken.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
I love Taken.
We watched Taken. That movie was written by Angry, Angry Man.
It was a very, 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 very good movie. Liam Neeson, it was good to see him back. He's awesome.
Yeah, I love Liam Neeson. He's an old guy I would actually do.
Daddy, I would fuck. You know? All he would have to do was talk to you in that voice.
Yes, that voice.
He's
a
DILF?
God. He's a DILF.
Dad, I'd like to fuck.
Liam Neeson's a definite DILF.
DILF.
He has a very select set of skills.
He will hunt you. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I just got turned down by his special skills. Anyway, other than that, flame on.
Oh, yes, we went and watched Push last night.
We watched Push. Who's the cute boy from that one?
His name is Chris Evans.
He has a gay twin brother, by the way.
Does he really?
Yes.
I did not know that. So does he flame on?
Apparently so. He said that he usually goes and with his brother, you know, and his brother's boyfriend and hang out with him and everything like that. But he draws the line at going to a gay club because...
What's he hiding?
That's what I'm wondering.
What are you hiding?
By the way, I am available. My number is 859... 555-7129.
This show has been brought to you by the local drug dealer.
That's do me. That's D-O-M-E. Not, yeah. Anyway,
the movie Push with Dakota Fanning, Chris Evans.
Like my sister said, she wasn't raped in this movie.
Camilla Bell. Nice looking.
Oh, yeah.
Jamin Hansu is in that movie, too. It was good. It was good. It reminds me a little bit of Jumper, and a lot of people online thought that it reminded them of Jumper too, but it's kind of like Jumper with just different abilities. But if you like Jumper, you'd like this movie.
Yeah, and the one thing about the movie is, and this is what I'm finding a little bit troublesome about these particular movies, is that it assumes that you already know the information.
Well, maybe they're going to do like Underworld and do a prequel.
Oh, Underworld. I did go see Underworld.
Rise of the Lycans. I loved it.
Rise of the Lycans. It was a very entertaining movie. I liked it. It was very good.
You actually rooted for the werewolves.
Yes, totally. Because that's what you're supposed to do. You're rooting for the werewolves. They were both bad guys by the second movie. Well, you know, the prequel then count. That's the very first movie that came out. You know, these prequel shit actually gets me so fucking confused.
They're like Star Wars prequel.
Yeah, which doesn't count because they're really not Star Wars movies. Anyway, other than that...
But they said they were.
I'm just joking. But That's to appease the Star Wars fans out there. All right, I think we've actually reached the end of the show of the Fantastic Fresh of the first show of 2009. The year of less more.
The year of change, people. The year of change.
The year of Wade.
The year of being jaded no more.
The year of fit.
The That's year right. of fitness.
Hell yeah.
The year of being able to fit into a size 30-something pants.
Right on.
Where's the crickets? Cue the crickets. Anyway.
Not really a cricket, but that's close enough.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, what have we learned today?
Some people don't like big hats with bows.
Dick Cheney in battle armor is kind of scary.
Michael Phelps introduced pot back to South Carolina.
13-year-olds getting laid is a good idea.
Thus say the straight man.
And yet again, this episode is brought to you by Clarence, the local drug dealer, bringing you pot 24/7 a day.
A day.
I've been smoking a little bit too much because our new sponsor is Clarence, the pot dealer, just around the corner.
And never let him ask you how old you are. Big boy.
That is the local drug dealer. And this has been the Fantastic Fred Show, coming to you live, but on the internet. At a later time. Not live.
Peace out.
Have a good week, everybody.
No more snow. So, there. Bye, guys.
Bye.